Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, right. Nice to have you along. They're revealing the college football playoff rankings right now on ESPN. I'm feverishly jotting down notes.
There's BYU sitting at 12. That's not as bad as I thought they'd drop.
Well, you got to put them ahead of Utah because they beat Utah, right?
Yes, they did beat Utah.
And they have fewer losses.
Well, but Notre Dame is a two-loss team. Miami's a two-loss team, and Miami beat Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's ahead of Miami. So,
yeah, but BYU only has one loss.
That's true.
And it was to a team much better than them.
Yeah.
And they beat Utah, who already has two losses.
Yeah,
you got to have BYU ahead of Utah.
Valid point. But, but the Notre Dame one is legit. It's a legit kind of head scratcher.
What do you mean?
Notre Dame has been consistently ahead of Miami since Miami lost their second game. So Miami has two losses. Notre Dame has two losses. Now the Notre Dame losses are both close. Miami has worse losses, right? As far as like who you lost to.
I think that's the key.
But Miami beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
One of Notre Dame's losses is to Miami.
Yeah, but don't we all know that Notre Dame's better than Miami?
I understand, but at the same time...
They probably should have beat A&M.
Well, yeah.
No, not probably. They should have.
Yeah,
but they didn't.
But you lost to Miami. So I can sit here and say that I think Notre Dame is better than Miami, and you can sit here and say that their resume is better or whatever, but they're both 7-2, and Miami beat Notre Dame. Miami, and we'll see where they come in at this.
They're ninth.
Notre Dame's 9. And where was Miami? Because Notre Dame was 9.
15.
Yeah, so Miami was 16 last time, so Miami moved up one. So you're telling me it's the only one that I have a real issue with because for largely, you know, whatever, just let the season play out and we'll see what happens. But I do find it odd that Notre Dame essentially is being given a playoff spot because the rest of their schedule is paper soft, and as long as they win out, they will be automatically granted an at-large. Meanwhile, Miami... For the second straight year, again, it's their own fault for losing games that they have no business losing to. But if I'm Miami, I am going to be a little pissy and moany here that my two losses, one to SMU, who's a decent team, and Louisville, who's a decent team, but not great. And I beat the team that's 8 spots in front of me.
Yeah, I think you got to look, too, though, at other wins. Notre Dame beat USC. They beat or will hope. I mean, if they get into the playoff, they will have beaten Pittsburgh because that game's this weekend. Yeah. They're a top 25 team.
Yeah.
So I think
and Miami's got Pitt at the end of the year, too.
I think that matters. Well, they better win.
Yeah.
I don't know what's outside of Notre Dame. What is Miami's best win? I think there's, in other words, they're getting punished a little bit for the ACC, although Notre Dame plays a largely ACC schedule.
Yeah.
But they played A&M and barely lost, probably shouldn't have, and then beat USC.
So you say
and they beat Boise State out of league too.
You said who's Miami's best win?
Outside of Notre Dame.
They hammered South Florida, who was ranked
that's
at
a
the
nice
time.
Win, yeah.
They hammered Florida. Does that do anything for you?
Not really.
And yeah, that's about it. Now at the end of the year they get NC State and they get Virginia Tech and they get Pitt. Pitt would be the only one of those that was worth anything, but
well, I think the other thing that hurts them too is they lost to Louisville and Louisville just lost to freaking Cal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
It goes back to the old Dan Lanning. Win what's in front of you.
Win what's in front of you.
Just do it, and then you don't, and then, you know.
I guess I do have a rub with the fact that as long as, if Notre Dame and Miami both win what's in front of them, they will both have wins over Pitt, and they will largely have a very similar resume. but Miami beat them. So the fact that Miami is going to get left out for the second year in a row and Notre Dame won't, at some point, head-to-head has to mean more than anything else. Because essentially, that's why you play games. Otherwise, what are we doing?
I just don't think those are largely similar. Head-to-head is a big... Yeah, I agree with you on head-to-head, but I don't think those schedules are as close as you think they are.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
When you're losing to Louisville and Notre Dame's losing to A&M, who is number three, I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
When you're losing to SMU and Notre Dame lost to you, who is top 15... That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So you have no one to blame but yourself when you're, yes, you have a big win, but you got to beat the Louisvilles and the SMUs.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, again, and that's.
Come on, Cristobal.
It's Miami's fault. They have stubbed their toe. That gap. And if it was a closer one, but I mean, they're not even in the same stratosphere right now. And Miami probably has too far to climb. And Notre Dame doesn't have to.
I don't know
about
that.
Notre Dame doesn't really have to do much of anything.
I don't know about that. I would say. Well, I think it depends on if Miami can climb into that ACC title game.
Yes.
I don't know their odds of doing that, but the ACC is wide open because Virginia Tech just lost at home last week. They lost to Wake Forest. The ACC is so bad.
I mean, Duke
that
can...
I could see a scenario where Miami just still wins it
and
gets into the tournament and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's. I was going to do some NFL tidbits here, but we're running behind. We'll get to those next hour. The top top of the rankings have been released. They got the bracket there. Kind of fun. We'll look over it. Oregon is up one spot to number 8, which means that they would host a first-round playoff game. If they're the 9 seed, they would go on the road in the first round. So that's a big jump for them. Right now, they have them playing Notre Dame.
Which would be...
At Autzen Stadium.
I would love that game.
Oregon... Who wouldn't?
That'd be awesome.
Are you kidding me?
Let's go.
Oregon-Notre Dame at Autzen?
When's the last time Notre Dame and Oregon played? My God.
When's the last time Notre Dame came to
Autzen? Yeah.
Has that ever happened?
You want to talk about a rock fight? Just run the ball.
Good ball game.
It's a bad weather.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Schnitzel Wolf looked it up. The last time Notre Dame was at Autzen Stadium was 1982.
Mm. So I was 4.
You were 4?
Yeah. And living in Anchorage. So, no, I happened to miss that one. Didn't catch that one.
Let's take a look at what happened. 1982.
Someone saying a 13-13 tie.
Really?
Yeah. That's what someone chimed in.
It's the most 80s football game ever.
That is the most 80s football game.
Was that Lou Holtz then?
No, Lou Holtz, this was in the 80s. It would have been Gary Faust. It was Dan Devine. Then Faust, then Lou Holtz. So right before Holtz's tenure.
Lou Holtz got there in the late 80s with Tony Rice and all those guys.
Exactly.
I do believe that was like...
Well, I don't get... I got a right in the head cold, but they're...
Oh, Lou. Honestly, if you could give me one matchup for Oregon... So the at-large teams that they have right now are South Florida, Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Miami, Texas Tech, Texas, Ole Miss. The byes being Indiana, A&M, Ohio State, Bama.
Well, let me throw it out in bracket form.
Yeah.
Because the bracket is more interesting than the rankings, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So they have, so last week they had Memphis as the top, I don't know.
Group of
five. Fifth champion.
Group of five, yeah.
Conference champion. Mm-hmm. Even though they weren't in the top 25, they lost.
Yeah.
So they lost to Tulane. So now they have South Florida in there. So they have South Florida as the 12 seed playing at Georgia with the winner going to Alabama. Mm-hmm. Then they have Notre Dame as the 9 seed playing at Oregon, which the winner there would be going to Ohio State.
And by the way, those would be neutral site games, but they would get Ohio State.
The first round is the only game. They would not
be going to the Shoe to play. This would be at a bowl game, but
Miami
would get Ohio State.
They have Miami as the
ACC champ.
As the 11?
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Playing Texas Tech, and the winner would play Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. That game would the Texas Tech Miami game would be in Lubbock, and then Ole Miss would host Texas with the winner getting Indiana.
Yeah. And I'm saying for Oregon, if I were to take any of the at-large teams, because obviously you can't play Bama, Ohio State, A&M, Indiana, the one I would want to see the most is Notre Dame. I'm just talking all things. I'm talking pageantry. I'm talking just, you know, kind of the tradition. I think it'd be a fun game to see. I'm not saying that would be the easiest game. I just think that would be the one. You know, I know some people would say Georgia, you want to play the SEC, Texas would be fun. Miami, the Cristobal reunion would certainly be fun, and maybe you'd want to see Miami because you think they're the lesser team, although I'd point out Miami beat Notre Dame. I would want to see that. I think Oregon, Notre Dame at Autzen Stadium would be amazing. I think that would be a game that I would absolutely be fired up for.
If you look at the bracket this week, there's like Texas is in there now, mm-hmm. Miami's in there now.
And a lot of this can change, by the way.
Absolutely.
So much.
It's early.
I mean, Texas loses one more game, and they got to play A&M at the end of the year. They're out.
I don't remember who they had the ACC champion as last week. Was it Miami? So I looked that up while we were at break.
That, you know, I don't know.
Miami is not out of it.
No.
So they, because
it's so convoluted.
There's a lot going on, but I'm just saying, like, to win the ACC and you'll be in the tournament.
Yeah.
All they need is some combination of Duke to beat Virginia, and Duke hosts Virginia this week, and Virginia's quarterback is hurt, I think. Miami, they have to beat Pitt. If they want any chance to win the ACC, they have to beat Pitt. They have to win that game. Then they need SMU to lose to either Cal or Louisville, and they need Georgia Tech to lose to either Pitt or Boston College. And by the way, they don't need all of that. They need a combination of that so that they're left as a two-loss team. Then it would be tiebreakers and all that.
So when you look at this in the bracket and they have Miami in there, this isn't them saying they think Miami is going to go. It's just Miami is the highest-ranked SEC or the ACC team right now. But that Miami may not even play for the ACC championship.
They need help to play for the ACC championship.
But they do have, it is interesting, like right now, they only have one ACC team and one Big 12 team in.
Yep.
So Miami's the only one in Texas Tech. The first two teams out, they have Oklahoma and BYU as the first and second team that are out.
You know what? Last week, they didn't even have an ACC team in the they had that scenario last week where the ACC champ didn't get in.
Yes.
Because they had, last week, I was looking at it here, they had six SEC, three Big Ten, two Big 12. Remember, BYU and Tech were in. And then Notre Dame. This week, BYU's out and Miami jumped in.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. I just think this, if somehow it ended up close to this version, I think most people would be very excited.
That's a loaded tournament.
Yes, it is.
And say what you will about who would be left out and, you know, merits of going. But having Texas and Miami and Notre Dame all in there and Tech, that is a real interesting tournament.
I just think when you look at this, South Florida, Miami, Texas, they're all hanging by a thread. In fact, I'll bet you right now two of those three are not standing when this tournament happens.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So
A lot can change. A&M did not leapfrog Indiana. Some thought they would.
Yep.
Indiana is still number two. So that could change if Texas A&M keeps playing the way they are playing. They would then host the winner of Texas Ole Miss.
Yeah. And a lot of that may come down to, you know, both of those schools, if they end up playing for their conference title, who wins, who loses. One could be the two. One could be the three based on that.
But can I give you this final eight, elite eight, as it's called in basketball?
Let's do it.
Georgia, Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Texas, and I don't know, take your pick, Texas Tech, Indiana?
Yeah.
Dude?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And the Texas Tech Indiana one is not the traditional matchup of the other ones.
Good
but
game, though.
But tell me you wouldn't like to see that Indiana offense
yes.
try to block and deal with that Texas Tech front.
But Georgia, Bama,
yeah.
and Texas A&M? Mm-hmm.
Well, and Ohio State, Oregon. Look, if you're Oregon, I'm not sure you're thrilled about seeing. Maybe you are thrilled. Maybe you're like, good, we get some redemption. But if you're talking about the path, I'm not sure I'd want to play Ohio State sooner than later. But
You
got to face them sometime.
Just like we said last year, you got to play them at some point. Yeah. So you just bitching about it and get out there and lace them up, little bitch. Let's go.
And that's what one of the things I really like about Lanning. The man will make zero excuses. You took an old-fashioned ass-whipping last year, and people tried to bring up the layoff, and he was like, whatever, I'm not doing that. They asked him at the halftime of the Iowa game about the weather and how ugly the offense was, and what did he say? He goes, this is great. I love playing in the rain. Let's go. I do like very much that he has that. I have never once heard that man make an excuse for anything. And I, in a world full of whiny bitches, it is nice to have sometimes a psycho, a Zen ripping psycho that just doesn't care. And I
lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go.
I think that might be his mantra.
There it is.
Yeah.
You freaking bitch. Freaking punch it, bitch. All right, coming up next, in the news, your Berg has a new flag, Jason. Are you proud?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
They revealed their new flag today.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, well, what?
No.
Aren't you like the most famous person living in Vancouver right now and you didn't even know this?
I didn't know.
We will get to that next, but here's the schnitzel bowl.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, pleased to have you along. It's a fantastic Tuesday program. Although, playing a little hurt over here, I don't have my drop board today. I feel a little naked, exposed.
Well,
but Schultz,
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
See, there you go. Schultz picking up the slack.
Trying. Right
there. And he's playing hurt, too.
Yeah, it's tough out
I'm
here.
I'm not doing anything over here, and I feel fine.
It's tough.
I don't have the drop board. They don't let me.
It is November 11, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Veterans Day.
Hey, happy Veterans Day to all you veterans.
Yeah. Happy Veterans Day to my stepmom, served in the Air Force.
Okay. It is also Singles Day.
Oh. Sorry, you lonely, lonely sacks out there.
Nobody ever thinks of the singles on Veterans Day.
Do people love being single?
It's a rough day to
think more and more people do, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of...
I do think that, yeah.
I think that's a sad thing, because I think more and more people that I know are like, nah, I'm fine. Like,
well, dating's tough out there. I mean...
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, it's all apps, and you don't actually meet people anymore. It's just it's like a bad job interview from what I've heard.
Well, someone once described it to, like, you go on the apps... And then you meet someone or you go off and you come back and it's the same people. Like, and so they said it's basically like it's dating is one big game and you're just all the losers are just playing. Like anyone that's on there that meets someone is off. So if you're just back on there, you're losing games and you're playing other people that are losing games. And it's just I was like, that's sad.
It's like relegation.
Yeah. I was like, that is really sad and depressing, but also kind of. True.
Accurate, yeah. Now, I had a buddy the other night, he was telling me about dating, and he said he knows instantly, and he's not with a woman, but he said he could sit down, he liked the speed dating aspect.
Sure.
Because, or idea, I guess.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people right
Because it's like, dude, yeah, I don't want to go through the whole rigmarole. I can sit down and in 5 minutes, I know whether you and I could, you know, try to make this work.
Yeah.
And if not, it's so hard. Like, I just want to get up and leave. I it's like, it's a charade. Yeah. So I countered with, I think you can grow in other words, I wouldn't be so quick to dismiss someone after 5 minutes. I get why in the dating world that would, you know,
that would be easy to do. But I think just like people grow apart, people can grow together over time. So he didn't seem to agree with that.
Well, I think it's fair to have like your non-negotiables. The problem is that people have like 17 non-negotiables. Yep. Have like two, maybe three. And also, this is going to sound terrible, but I will throw myself into this category too. Can we all be realistic? The amount of people I know who, when we're putting it all together, are not eights and are only like looking for nines and tens. You're like, dude, if you're a gal, like, if you're
lower your standards.
It's not even lowering your standards. Just have realistic expectations. It's like the old thing where some girl will be like, will have like three kids, makes no money, and she's like, I want a man who's 6 feet tall, makes six figures, and has a 6-inch penis. And you're like,
whoa.
Yeah, that's like the 666
thing.
Get
a little greedy, babe.
And you are describing less than like 2 or 3% of the actual available single male population.
Yeah, it's like 1 point
so,
something.
Good luck.
Or I always pull one of these. You're going to have to get about 8,000 times hotter. And then if you're a guy, like you're like, well, you know what? Like I want myself like a 26-year-old smoke show that doesn't have kids. And you're like, man, you're a manager at an AutoZone, which is fine. But if you want...
AutoZone? Why you got to drag AutoZone into
this? They make good money.
That's what I'm saying. You've got a nice job, like you got a house, but you want a 26-year-old smoke show that like has an Instagram and OnlyFans account or whatever? Guess what,
you know,
man?
Why?
You got to own the AutoZone.
I know, but you know why men think that? It's because also, those guys are awesome. Those guys are out there with those women. You see it all the time.
It's
the weirdest thing.
I saw a great reel once where it's a guy calling for his midlife crisis, and he's calling like a hotline, and the guy, he's like, oh, we got lots of plans for you. And the guy's like, yeah, he's like, I'd like the midlife crisis. I'd like a European sports car and a 24-year-old girl. And the guy's like, absolutely. We have that's our premium plan. And that's going to be starting at about $750,000 a year. And the guy's like, whoa, whoa. He's like, I need something way more affordable. And the guy's like, all right, here's what I can do. I can put you with a divorced mom, 46 years old, still looks pretty good in the bikini, has a C-section car, got a bit of a drinking problem, and I can give you a hobby of golf. And the guy's like, you know what, I'll take it.
All right.
Yeah, like I'm saying. This,
yeah, sounds good.
You know, let's all... realize that we're not all Cindy Crawford or Sydney Sweeney, and we're not all Brad Pitt, and we all don't make $1 million.
Speak for yourself.
And sometimes you have to find someone that's a little closer to what your, you know, your level is.
Big news for you, Jace.
Yeah,
you
I got a new flag.
Yeah, the city of Vancouver.
You know I love flags.
Has officially, we're waiting. I don't think he's catching on.
We're not getting it.
The city of Vancouver officially has a new flag.
Can I say that I do not know the new flag, but our old flag is stupid.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they put out a new one.
The old flag looks like a 6-year-old drew it.
Well, listen, I don't want to be a jerk.
Are you about to poo on our new flag?
No, I think it's fine.
Do I see this new flag?
Just hold on. If you see the people in the official Vancouver flag reveal photo, I mean, it doesn't give you the most confidence. But I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they're great and very creative.
Yeah, that's our mayor.
Where? Which one?
The lady with the
on the right there?
Can I? I got to be careful. She looks like a certain...
That's not your mayor.
She looks like a certain NFL owner.
Now, see, I'm looking at this photo here. Look at this photo. Oop. That's my note. So you don't want those. I'm looking at this photo here. Who are those people? I mean, they look like...
Yeah, I don't know who those people are. Yeah. Our mayor, whenever I see her, I hate to say it, because she seems like a lovely woman. She reminds me of a certain NFL owner, if you catch my drift.
NFL owner.
Yeah. Look at the haircut.
Jerry Jones?
No. Red hair.
What's her name? Ogle something or other?
Yeah. Yeah.
McInerney Ogle.
Take a look at her and tell me if maybe she doesn't put off some certain NFL owner vibe.
Are you talking about Jodes?
No.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Think Las Vegas.
Oh, Mark Davis vibe?
Tell me she doesn't got a little bit of that Mark Davis thing going for her. If Mark Davis grew his hair out just a little bit, he could pass for our beloved mayor. who, by the way, is very popular, and she, by all accounts, is a awesome mayor.
Former teacher.
She just has little Al Davis.
Nice qualifier. You just called her Al Davis.
No.
Sure, you're going to get a call from her.
I said
soon.
She looked, well, I guess that's Mark Davis.
Sorry. Or I mean Mark Davis. Davis.
Yeah, flags!
There it is.
Sorry, I'm trying to find everything.
There, I know, gotcha. It's hard. We got a lot of them over there.
Good trucks, balls, yeah! So where I need to see the damn new flag.
The new flag, I just showed it to you. The new flag features green for Vancouver's forests, blue for the Columbia River, and a white V symbolizing connection and progress.
That's our new flag.
The flag will formally be raised on the City Hall flagpole on Friday, November 28th. Yeah, did you see it here?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Look at it there.
That's the best. Well, I mean, it's better than our old one with the weird bird and the... Our old flag is terrible. But
can I offer up that we don't need city flags? Get to work on the things that matter. Yeah.
I agree with you, Rob.
Yeah.
Jesus, what are
useless
we doing?
Time.
Well, we got the
this
state.
This is such an Oregon thing.
Yeah, we got the state flag. I mean, that's we got
and
Washington.
It's not even Oregon.
No.
Doesn't every city have a flag, though?
Cities? Yeah. I don't know. I think it should stop at state flags. I'm okay with
What's
state
the Portland
flag?
State flag? Or with a Portland city flag?
Another drop. Germany's a great city.
It is.
I'm just going to start saying the drops since I don't have access to them.
Oh, I've seen that's the Portland city flag. I've seen that. I can't say I knew that was the city flag.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No. I see that at the Timbers games, and I always thought it was some sort of weird, like.
So it's like that green.
Yeah, it's green with like kind of an off-centered cross.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I thought that was like a Timbers Army Antifa sort of weird alternate thing.
What?
Turns out it's a Star City flag. All right. Better than the Vancouver flag.
Hey, you want to see the Northern Lights tonight?
Sure, why not?
Cool.
What do we got?
We have a geomagnetic storm.
Ooh, all right.
And that means Oregon and 21 other states. God bless America pop-ups.
What's happening?
God.
We're off to a rough start.
Right. Oregon and 21 other states could get a chance to see the Northern Lights tonight.
Mm. Anytime someone tells me that, it never works.
Yeah, it's always, and it's, people don't understand, well, I think people
you gotta get, away
get
from this city.
Now, but you even if you see the Northern Lights, they're not that cool until you take, like you see the pictures are way better than the actual seeing the Northern Lights.
Yeah, because the shutter speed and all that, and it can magnify the colors when you see them, because I've seen them a couple times in Alaska, and I've seen maybe one or two, like in my life, because you see them up there all the time that were like, whoa, that was amazing. And then you see someone who took a photo of the Northern Lights when you looked at them and were like, eh, and they can do great things with it. Or you got to drive way out where there's no, like, light pollution. You got to, like, drive out to the middle of nowhere and look at them and they'll look way better.
According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center, it's a mouthful, many people across the United States could see the Northern Lights tonight. It is a geomagnetic storm bringing an eruption of charged particles and magnetic fields from the sun to the earth.
What did you say? What, you discuss it with the earth?
Which is super generic.
The earth.
People in 22 states, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois. Do I sound like Howard Dean?
No, but we're going to take Alaska and then Illinois.
Whee! Indiana, Ohio,
Do you even have that one?
No. I don't know.
It's not on there.
No.
Okay. It should be, though. That's
I was
going to
say, that's like my, I'll go get that one.
Because doesn't he say Oregon at one point?
No, he does not.
He doesn't?
No.
Not in that one.
He lists off a bunch of states. I don't know. Cost him the election.
Yeah. Dude, isn't that wild to think about that? All that guy did was go, blah!
And he was done. I am an ignorant boob. It's a hell of a time to be alive right now.
Anyway. I could explain the geomagnetic forces, but I'm not going to. I'm too scientific for you guys.
I'm surprised the Schnitzel Wolf isn't all over this. This sounds like something he'd be like, now let me correct you, gentlemen. Now, the reason why we can see the Northern Lights, and he has some sort of detailed breakdown on it.
Way over my head. I wish I did. I wish I were that smart.
Well, I am that smart, but you guys wouldn't understand, so I'm just going to skip past it. Now, coming up next, guys, they have put a man in jail, thankfully, who was plotting a mass shooting.
Yeah, this is terrifying.
Here in Oregon.
Yeah, no
and,
good.
And we will tell you about that coming up next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. This is In the News for November 11, 2025. Your noted newsman here. A Deschutes County judge on Monday sentenced a Portland man to 30 years in prison after his conviction for planning to undertake a mass shooting at a climbing event at Smith Rock State Park. Now, this would have been the 2023 version of this event called the Kragan Classic. It's an annual three-day rock climbing festival hosted by the Colorado-based American Alpine Club. And this dude, and it's at Smith Rock State Park. Did I say that?
You did.
In October of 2023. This guy's name is Samson Garner. He's 41. He had told two acquaintances that he planned to show up at the Kragan Classic in 2023 and simply indiscriminately start shooting participants and spectators.
Yeah, an AR-15 and a couple handguns, and he was ready to go.
Jeez. Yeah, he said, I fantasize daily about murder. So
terrifying.
That's shocking and horrifying.
And they did arrest him, outside of the park. Like, he was at the, I think he said it was like the trailhead parking lot. He was in his
with
car.
With his weapons ready to go?
Yeah, he said he had I don't remember if it was bulletproof or a tactical vest, but he had a vest, bunch of ammunition, an AR-15, and two handguns, and they found him in the car. Like, this wasn't like he was just writing stuff down. My man was sitting in the car ready to go.
Well, he was also telling people about
yes.
it. So apparently
thank
they were...
Thank God, like, someone listened.
They were on to him as early as August of 2023.
Yeah.
When he spelled out in emails to friends his desire to massacre skiers with an assault rifle at Mount Hood Meadows.
Yeah.
He had no convictions in Oregon at the time. He says, I fantasize daily about murder, death, and vengeance. This is an email that he wrote, adding that he thought about driving to see his ex-wife in Michigan, cutting her fingers off, and killing her mom while making her watch.
I mean, mother-in-laws, right? I mean, God. The dude's terrifying. Yeah. And I'm glad someone paid attention because so many times when these shootings take place, what do we find out? The man was telling anyone that would listen, because it's usually a man, I want to do this. I'm planning on doing this. I'm thinking about doing this. And no one does anything. Thank God someone was like, yeah, you might want to keep a track of Looney Tunes here. Yeah, and they arrested him the day before the event at a trailhead.
Yeah, he had an AR-15, assault rifle, a pistol, other weapons and ammunition, including armor-piercing rounds and body armor, court records, and the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office said.
Yeah. Scary stuff. Just how close.
Yeah, so they got him the day before.
Yeah. Because, again, a lot of times, you know, someone wrote something down or whatever, or they've got some guns, but the fact that you were sitting in your car the day before it was, like, you're, like, probably...
Scouting out
the location. I mean, you were less than 24 hours away from... a massacre.
Over 60 flights cut at PDX over the last several days, including 23 today.
More coming too, right?
Yeah, they want it. Well, if they'd end the shutdown.
Yeah, I thought that's over, supposedly.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yes. Right.
So I think I saw that they were planning on another 4% over the next couple days, unless, you know, obviously something gets finalized.
So departures, a lot of them are Alaska flights.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little example of what they're canceling. Portland to Salt Lake, Portland to Vegas on Southwest, Portland to Boise. There's a couple Seattle flights that they cut on Alaska, a couple San Francisco flights, a Eugene flight on Alaska, Ontario, so on and so forth.
And by the way, most of those, there is other flights going to those places. It is my understanding that for the most part, what they're trying to do is cut a flight from places like... There's usually multiple flights that go from Portland to Boise, Portland to Salt Lake. So,
yeah, so if there are four on a day, they might cut one, there's only three, they'll bump you to the next one and you're good.
Yes.
Least disruptive.
So I don't think that they are just indiscriminately saying you can't go to Salt Lake from Portland anymore. That's not the way that's happening.
Someone asked, why do these guys announce what they're going to do? It's a good question. It's like, it's kind of like...
Because they're crazy.
Do you really want to get away with this?
Well, I told you, I got into a deep dive. I read a book on Columbine. And it was a really, really good read because that was kind of the first mass shooting that gained a lot of headlines. And the guy, there was like a, what is it, a prologue? What when they do the second?
Yeah, the before the
yeah,
what?
He did like an abridgment to it. It was
the epilogue.
The epilogue. Sorry. Yeah, pro would be the
before.
First. Yeah, he did an epilogue to it where he kind of went through and he dug into it. And for a lot of these guys, it is attention. They... Very few people actually commit the lone wolf crime that no one sees coming. There is almost always a cry for help. There's almost always they want to be feared. They want to be acknowledged. They want people to know that they are this dangerous sort of creature and kind of cower in fear. And then they go about very, very rarely. And he says in there that, like, if someone really does do the lone wolf thing, it's almost impossible to stop. But that's usually not the case. And that's why people have to pay attention when people actually say these things. Do not take them lightly. If you have someone you know that's talking about this, there is a good chance that it is a progressive thing. They talk about it, and it's their way of, like, building up the courage to actually do it.
So, to answer your question, why do these guys announce what they're going to do? That's why.
That's why.
Right there. All right, that's in the news. November 11, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The college football playoff rankings are out. We were talking about Notre Dame at Oregon. If things ended today, that would be the game, which would be fantastic. If Oregon played Ohio State, though, where would that game be played? We'll get to that coming up next hour. And is West Coast college football being destroyed? Someone suggests that it is. All that coming up here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.